Prologue. Laura wasn't surprised when she heard the soft knock on the bedroom door. She was the full-time nanny for Bob and Renee Salazar's infant daughter, Celia, and she knew they'd be returning from the wedding and reception any minute. She opened the door expecting to see them, but instead, a person wearing a ski mask, dressed entirely in black, barged into the room. She looked down and saw a gun in the intruder's hand that was pointed at her. Instinctively, knowing whoever it was meant to kill her, she positioned herself as far away as she could from the baby's crib. The last thing she heard was the pop of the gun, its normally thundering sound softened by the silencer that had been attached to it. The baby, sensing something was wrong, began crying, scaring the killer, who quickly ran out the open door and down the hall, disappearing into the darkness of the night. Chapter 1. Liz Lucas stood by one of the large windows in her living quarters, located on the lower level of the lodge, looking out at the ocean. She was spending her last few hours as an unmarried woman, quietly reminiscing about her past life and thinking about her new husband-to-be. The wedding was to be held within the next hour in the side yard next to the lodge. She smiled to herself as she thought about how well her children and Rogers, her future husband, had gotten along the previous evening. Her daughter, Brittany, had flown in from Palm Springs, and her son, Jonah, from Dubai. By prearrangement, they'd been met at the San Francisco airport by Rogers' son, Jake, who had driven the two of them and his brother, Cole, to the spa and lodge located about 60 miles north of San Francisco. The four of them had become fast friends by the time they arrived at the spa. The full family meeting the previous evening had gone very well, with all four children approving of their parents' future spouse. Liz and Roger had both been a little nervous about how the evening would go. Neither one of them had ever met the other one's children. Fortunately, it was a non-issue. All four of their children had one wish and one wish only, and it was that their respective parent would be happy. The prior spouses of Roger and Liz had died at an early age, and both of them had struggled with having lost someone they had dearly loved. It had not been an easy time for either of them, and their children were well aware of it. Neither Liz nor Roger had ever thought they'd find someone they would want to marry. In fact, both of them had made a promise to themselves they would never marry again. As often happens, life has a way of intervening, and that's what happened when they met at Roger's law firm. Liz was there talking to the attorney who had handled the probate of her husband Joe's estate about a few loose ends that needed to be tied up. Roger was a senior partner in the law firm, and his specialty was criminal law. During the past few months, he'd been invaluable in helping Liz solve a couple of murder mysteries in which she'd become involved. Her reverie was broken by a quick knock on the door, followed by her daughter bursting into the room.
"Mom, it's time. I'm here to help you with your makeup and hair. Are you nervous?"
Brittany asked.
"Yes, I'm terribly nervous,"